Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
This episode is powered by Poddex. Poddex are unique interview questions and episode starting prompts in the palm of your hand. So whether you're a new podcaster or existing broadcaster looking to grow your audience and have more meaningful conversations, you're going to want to check out Poddex. Now, if you want to get 10% off your order right now, you can go to poddex.com and type in coupon code. What's the code?
Larry21.
Yes, that's the code. Check out poddex.com. Take your podcast to the next level.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. We dive into stories of true crime, from unsolved cold cases to historic kidnapping to gangsters and beyond. We are your source for true crime. We thank you for listening.
The tragic story of Susan Smith's murder begins with the arrival of Mark Putnam in Pikeville, Kentucky, a move that was supposed to mark the start of a promising chapter in his career with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. As a young, ambitious agent, Putnam was assigned to this quaint town nestled in the heart of Appalachia, with the dual mission of rooting out corruption and tackling the rampant bank robbery and drug problems. Accompanied by his wife and children, Putnam stepped into Pikeville with the resolve to make a positive impact, unaware of the dark turn his life was about to take. Enter Susan Smith, a 26-year-old local with deep ties to the community, but equally entangled in its criminal underworld. As a struggling single mother of two, Smith found herself in a precarious situation, caught between the desire to provide for her children and the harsh realities of her involvement in illegal activities. It was this complex web of personal and criminal associations that made Smith an invaluable informant for the FBI, and specifically for Mark Putnam. Eager to prove his mettle, Putnam enlisted Smith's help, and together they navigated the murky waters of Pikeville's criminal scene. However, the professional relationship between Putnam and Smith soon evolved into something far more personal and ultimately dangerous. Their liaison was not just a breach of professional ethics, but a profound betrayal of Putnam's family and the trust placed in him as an FBI agent. This affair, concealed beneath the guise of investigative necessity, laid the groundwork for the tragedy that would unfold. As their entanglement deepened, the lines between right and wrong blurred, and the stakes escalated. Smith, seeking affection and stability, saw in Putnam a way out of her troubled life. Putnam, on the other hand, found himself drawn into a web of deceit, jeopardizing not only his career, but also the very values he swore to uphold. This complex relationship was fraught with manipulation, jealousy, and the inherent imbalance of power between an FBI agent and his informant. The tipping point came in June 1989, when a heated argument between Putnam and Smith exposed the unsustainable nature of their affair. Faced with the prospect of his actions coming to light and the potential destruction of his career and family, Putnam's fear and desperation culminated in a moment of uncontrollable rage. In a stark deviation from the lawman persona he embodied, Putnam strangled Smith, a chilling act that would forever mar his career and life. The aftermath of the crime saw Putnam attempting to return to normalcy, even as the shadow of his deed loomed large. For months, Susan Smith's disappearance remained a mystery. Her absence, a silent testament to the grim reality of her fate. The local community, unaware of the dark undercurrents, continued to place its trust in the institutions meant to protect them, not knowing that one of their own had breached this trust in the most heinous manner. This beginning of the tragedy is not just the story of an FBI agent's fall from grace, but a poignant reminder of the human capacity for wrongdoing, regardless of the oaths taken or the badges worn. It underscores the fragile nature of trust and the devastating consequences when that trust is shattered, setting the stage for a tale of loss, betrayal, and the search for justice in the wake of a senseless murder. The crime at the heart of this tragic story unfolded in a manner that was both shocking and deeply saddening, highlighting a grave betrayal of trust and a brutal act of violence. Mark Putnam and Susan Smith's affair spiraled into a dangerous liaison marked by secrecy and the inherent power imbalance between an FBI agent and his informant. This clandestine relationship, once discovered, threatened to unravel not just Putnam's career, but the very fabric of his personal life. It was within this context of fear, desperation, and tumultuous emotion that the crime was committed, a crime that would later haunt the community of Pikeville and the annals of the FBI. On a fateful day in June 1989, a volatile relationship between Putnam and Smith reached its tragic conclusion. Following an intense argument that underscored the untenability of their situations, emotions escalated to a deadly The exact sequence of events remains a matter cloaked in the darkness of that moment, but what is known paints a picture of a desperate struggle ending in Smith's death by strangulation at the hands of Putnam. This act of violence was not just a murder, it was a betrayal of the worst kind, a lethal culmination of a series of poor judgments and ethical breaches by Putnam. In the immediate aftermath of the crime, Putnam was consumed by panic and the instinctive human fear of repercussions. His actions following the murder were those of a man desperate to maintain a semblance of control over his rapidly unraveling life. In an attempt to hide his heinous deed, Putnam disposed of Smith's body in an abandoned coal mine, a dark and desolate place that he hoped would keep his secret buried forever. This act of concealment was not just an attempt to evade legal consequences, it was a symbolic gesture, an effort to bury the evidence of his moral failings and the grave mistake that had transformed him from a law enforcer to a lawbreaker. The crime's discovery and subsequent investigation would only come months later, but the period following the murder was marked by an eerie silence around Smith's sudden disappearance. Rumors and speculation swirled within the community, a palpable sense of unease growing among those who knew Smith. Meanwhile, Putnam attempted to carry on as if nothing had happened, returning to his duties and family, all the while carrying the heavy burden of his guilt and the fear of inevitable discovery. This period of uncertainty and speculation was a testament to the power of secrets and the ways in which they can corrode the foundations of trust and integrity. For the FBI, an institution built on the principles of justice and the rule of law, the revelation of the crime would come as a staggering blow, challenging the very ideals it stood for. The murder of Susan Smith by one of its own agents was not just a personal tragedy for those directly involved. It was a stark reminder of the vulnerabilities inherent in human nature, the potential for corruption and wrongdoing, and the devastating impact of such actions can have on individuals, families, and communities. As the truth of Susan Smith's fate slowly came to light, the crime served as a dark mirror reflecting the complexities of human relationships, the dangerous intersections between personal and professional lives, and the profound consequences that can arise from a moment of unchecked emotion and poor judgment. The investigation into Susan Smith's disappearance and subsequent murder is a narrative punctuated by the relentless pursuit of truth amidst a web of deceit and manipulation. Initially shrouded in mystery, the case demanded meticulous detective work, underpinned by the growing suspicion that not everything was as it seemed. Mark Putnam, at the center of the swirling vortex, presented a facade of professionalism and detachment, attempting to leverage his position and knowledge to steer the investigation away from the grim reality of his actions. In the early stages, the investigation faced numerous challenges. Smith's sudden absence raised questions, but with a little concrete evidence to go on, law enforcement had to navigate through rumors and the complexities of small-town dynamics. The community of Pikeville, with its tight-knit relationships and inherent distrust of outsiders, presented an additional layer of complexity to the case. Despite these hurdles, Smith's family and friends persisted, their voices growing louder in their demand for answers, refusing to let Susan's story fade in obscurity. As the investigation progressed, The focus inevitably began to narrow with Putnam's behavior.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
...and inconsistencies in his accounts drawing attention. It was a slow process, marked by the painstaking gathering of evidence and the gradual peeling away of Putnam's carefully constructed facade. The turning point came when the pressure of the investigation, combined with the weight of his own guilt, began to fracture Putnam's resolve. His confession to his wife, a moment of vulnerability and desperation, became the catalyst for the unraveling of the case. Faced with the irrefutable truth of her husband's confession, Putnam's wife urged him to come forward, a decision that would set in motion the final stages of the investigation. Putnam's subsequent confession to authorities marked a significant breakthrough, transforming the investigation from a search for answers to a grim confirmation of the worst fears held by Smith's family and the community. The confession, while providing a sense of closure regarding Smith's fate, also opened up a Pandora's box of ethical and procedural questions for the FBI. Realization that one of their own had crossed the line from enforcer to transgressor prompted a deep introspection within the Bureau, leading to changes in how informants were handled and how agents were supervised. In the aftermath of Putnam's confession, the investigation shifted focus from determining the perpetrator to understanding the motives and circumstances that led to such a tragic outcome. This phase was crucial not only for legal proceedings, but also for providing Smith's family with some semblance of understanding, a narrative that could make sense of the senseless. It was a time marked by legal formalities, court proceedings, and the inevitable media frenzy, all of which sought to dissect the how and why of the crime. The investigation into Susan Smith's murder serves as a stark reminder of the complexities inherent in human relationships and the potential for darkness that can reside within those sworn to protect and serve, and underscores the importance of vigilance, transparency, and accountability within law enforcement, emphasizing that justice must be pursued no matter the perpetrator's identity. Through its twists and turns, the investigation not only brought a murderer to justice, but also exposed the vulnerabilities and ethical challenges faced by those in positions of power, leaving an indelible mark on the community of Pikeville and the FBI itself. The aftermath of Susan Smith's murder by FBI agent Mark Putnam reverberated far beyond the immediate legal ramifications and personal tragedies, casting a long shadow over the FBI. The community of Pikeville and broader societal perceptions of trust and accountability in law enforcement. This period of reflection and consequence brought about significant changes, prompted introspection, and left an indelible mark on all involved. For the FBI, the case was a watershed moment that prompted a thorough reevaluation of internal policies, particularly regarding the handling of informants and the oversight of agents in the field. The realization that one of their own had committed such a heinous act was a bitter pill to swallow, leading to increased scrutiny in the implementation of a more rigorous ethical training and guidelines. This introspection aimed to prevent a recurrence of such a tragedy, acknowledging the necessity of balancing the demands of law enforcement with the ethical treatment of informants and the maintenance of professional boundaries. In Pikeville, the murder and subsequent investigation tore through the community's fabric, leaving a sense of betrayal and loss in its wake. Susan Smith's family, while grappling with the unimaginable pain of their loss, became inadvertent advocates for justice, their relentless pursuit of answers serving as a reminder of the personal cost of the crime. The community's trust in law enforcement was deeply shaken as the very individuals entrusted with their protection were revealed to be capable of violations of that trust. Healing from this breach would take time and effort, with community leaders and law enforcement agencies needing to rebuild trust through transparency, accountability, and a commitment to justice. For the broader public, the case highlighted the vulnerabilities and potential for abuse within systems of power. The narrative of an FBI agent, traditionally seen as a paragon of law and order, committing murder challenged societal perceptions of law enforcement. It sparked discussions of the importance of oversight, the potential dangers of unchecked authority, and the need for systemic reforms to prevent such abuses of power. This case became a touchstone for debates on the nature of justice and the mechanisms necessary to ensure those who wield power are held to the highest ethical standards. The legal aftermath for Mark Putnam himself was a descent from a position of authority to that of a convict. His guilty plea and subsequent imprisonment served as a stark reminder of the consequences of his actions, not just for him, but for his family, who also bore the brunt of his choices. Released after serving 10 years of a 16-year sentence, Putnam's future was irrevocably altered, his career in ruins, and his life marked by the crime he had committed. The aftermath of this tragedy also served as a catalyst for change within the criminal justice system, prompting discussions on informant handling, agent accountability, and the ethical boundaries of law enforcement. It underscored the need for continuous vigilance, training, and oversight to prevent the confluence of personal failings and professional responsibilities from leading to tragedy.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Excuse me. The tragic murder of Susan Smith by FBI agent Mark Putnam forces us to confront unsettling truths about the nature of power and responsibility, especially within the realm of law enforcement. This case serves as a stark reminder that positions of authority come with significant ethical obligations, and the failure to uphold these can have devastating consequences. Reflections on this story illuminate the complex dynamics of power, the critical importance of accountability, and the moral imperatives that must guide those who wield influence over others. And of course, before we go, we'd like to remind you of our sponsor, ExpressVPN. In today's digital age, your online privacy and security are more important than ever. Whether you're working from home, streaming your favorite shows, or exploring the vast corners of the internet, you need a VPN that's fast, reliable, and most importantly, secure. Thus, we have ExpressVPN, the key to unlocking a safer and unrestricted internet experience. Why choose ExpressVPN? Well, they got servers in 94 countries. That opens the door to a world of content. Say goodbye to geo restrictions and hello to your favorite websites and streaming services, no matter where you are. They have unmatched speed. You can enjoy blazing fast speeds with unlimited bandwidth, whether you're downloading large files, streaming in HD, or gaming without lag. ExpressVPN ensures your online activities run smoothly. They have the best in-class encryption. Your data will be protected with 256-bit AES encryption, the standard used by security experts worldwide. From your browsing history to your personal information, your online activity stays private and secure. Your privacy is their priority. ExpressVPN does not and will never log traffic data, DNS queries, or anything that could be used to identify you. You can surf with peace of mind, knowing your information is safe. And of course, with just a few clicks, you can connect to ExpressVPN on any device. Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and more, making it easy to secure your digital life. And of course, if you have any questions or concern, they offer you 24/7 customer support. Check them out today and join millions of satisfied users and start your journey with ExpressVPN today. Use the link in the description and sign up today. And of course, when you sign up, you can help support the channel as we get a small piece of the money that ExpressVPN receives from you. And of course, give us a thumbs up if you like our video. Hit that subscribe button, hit the bell notification button to be notified of future videos. And if you want to support the channel, you can buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. As always, thank you so much for watching and listening. And we'll see.
You have been listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Thank you for listening. You can follow us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps podcast and on Twitter at True Crime NS. And follow us on Instagram at True Crime Never Sleeps. Thanks for watching. If you want to support the show, buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS or become a patron at patreon.com/truecrimeneversleeps.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores led by Walmart and Target are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.